You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is The Rob Carson Show.
This is The Rob Carson Show. It is already Tuesday, day after the solar eclipse, which I posted tons of mediocre footage online because where I live, about 95% of the sun was covered. And I took those goggles that I got at the store and I put it over the camera on my phone. And although it's a little grainy, it's authentic. It's authentic. And I posted that up on the social media and watched some of the solar eclipse stuff. It didn't get dark here. It got really kind of blue and weird. And the birds stopped chirping. It was pretty cool. It was absolutely very, very cool. And I have some thoughts on that very shortly. Oh, and then there's this. My eyes are now boiling. Dozens of social media users claim they've been left with sore eyes after looking at the solar eclipse. This is how stupid people are in our country right now. There are so many stupid people led by the cast of The View. And I'll get their comments on this in just a second. I was thinking about this. You know, I grew up in the 70s and the early 80s, and there used to be this thing on TV called Schoolhouse Rock, and they did things about, you know, grammar and math and things like that. And I know all of those songs because they were valuable. They were good. You know, verb, that's what's happening. So I unpack my adjectives. Noun is a person, place, or thing, right? And then they did America Rocks, where I learned the preamble of the Constitution. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the... See what I mean? It was brilliant. And then there was this one about England and why we threw off the crown, because the crown had become so abusive to the people.
He taxed their property. He didn't give them any choice.
Yeah.
And back in England,
he didn't give them any voice. Here it is.
That's called taxation without representation, and it's not fair. But when the colonies complained, the king said,
I don't care. And you know, I'm laughing right now at that because when you consider the abuses and usurpations that we are going through right now as a citizenry, they make the colonist complaints about Great Britain and the crown pale by comparison. For instance, if in 1774 there were illegal enemy combatants sneaking into the colonies to overthrow the crown, then the crown would have declared war on them. The British crown and the King of England would have done a better job defending us than our federal government is doing defending us right now. Yeah. Yeah, really. I mean, look at the southern border. Look at the fact that our federal government will do nothing about our southern border, even though the American people are screaming, shut the southern border. We recognize this threat. We are telling our representatives more directly about this than probably anything I can possibly remember. I remember calling the Capitol and saying, vote down Obamacare. That didn't work, right? They didn't listen to us then. It was passed against the will of the American people. Nobody wanted socialized medicine. I remember the night it happened. But I'm going to tell you, none has been so crystal clear as shut down the damned border and stop the illegal invasion of our country. And yet, when they finally, somebody finally brings impeachment articles against Alejandro Mayorkas, who is a communist. Honestly, he is a communist Marxist. He tried to create the Disinformation Governance Board. The DHS has been one of the major agencies that shut down free speech around the country, anything counter to the government, and then has allowed a wholesale invasion of our southern border without any vetting process at all. All right? Any vetting process at all, even during COVID, when you were being told you've got to get a vaccine, you've got to stay home, you've got to wear a mask, you can't go to certain stores because certain sections are going to be closed, all right? All of that, we had to deal with it. And yet, he brought in illegals by the hundreds of thousands and millions without masks, without any vaccination status, without any screening for other health issues. So do you see why I say that the abuses and usurpations suffered upon us by the crown pale by comparison to what we're going through today? And right now we have a Senate that is dithering about the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas and basically saying they're going to table it. I want you to listen to this little a little montage about just what we've discovered in the last couple of months about our federal government.
Biden administration reportedly admitting to secretly flying 320,000 illegal migrants into 43...
Yeah, it was secret. It was paid for by you and me, but they didn't give us the opportunity to know anything about it.
U.S. airports last year.
Biden administration program is flying tens of thousands of migrants into the U.S. every...
Kind of makes taxation without representation pale by comparison, don't it?
...month, and we're not quite sure where they're going.
357,000 migrants have been flown into the U.S. from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela.
Yeah. So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them.
Yeah, that's what your federal government is doing. They're not listening to you. They're spending out of control. They just did another mini bus with regard to funding. They're giving they're rewarding the FBI with a new building, even though they've put people in jail who are just political enemies of the state. And I could go on and on and on and on and on. And it's very clear the people in Washington, D.C. Are not listening to you and me. And me. This is Roger Marshall. He is a senator talking about. He's a doctor too, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. He's a senator from Kansas.
Number one concern, the number one worry of folks back home in Kansas is the safety and security of their own home. We lose a Kansan every day to fentanyl poisoning. We've lost 250,000 young adults poisoned by fentanyl.
Okay, did you just hear that? 250,000 young people poisoned intentionally by the Chinese Communist Party. The reason I say that, and I said this a year and a half ago, is that they disguise fentanyl in meds that kids commonly take, like Adderall. And so when a kid decides, hey, I don't have an Adderall, I'll get online and get an Adderall, takes the Adderall, it's been adulterated with fentanyl, and they die. Let me just say it again. 250,000 young people in our country have been murdered by the Chinese Communist Party because the southern border is open thanks to Alejandro Mayorkas.
So I do think it's important that the House did their job. We would love to have the impeachment trial. We would love
to... No, we're not. We are demanding it. We wouldn't just love it. We are demanding it because it's just...
To talk about this because I think that might force Joe Biden to do something.
He's not going to do anything. Are you out of your mind? He doesn't know that today is Tuesday.
More so, elections have consequences. We should fire Alejandro Mayorkas this week. We should fire Joe Biden in 200 days.
Oh, no, I think we should do it before that because, you know, we have this impeachment thing going because Joe Biden is the most corrupt president in American history. And there are reams and volumes of evidence, not only that he stole classified documents, but also he got lots and lots of money from our enemies like China. Yeah. And his presidency is a quid pro quo to China. If it's not obvious to you, then maybe you should start, I don't know, educating yourself just a little bit. Just a little bit. This is Marsha Blackburn talking about Alejandro Mayorkas and the Senate dithering on whether we should impeach this man.
I think Mayorkas should be removed from office. He has been doing Joe Biden's bidding on the...
Oh, I think it needs to be more than that. I'm going to go ahead and just say, anybody, hands, military tribunal, anybody out there. I see a lot of hands.
Border. Yeah. That border policy is wide open. It is an intentional move by the Democrats. There are thousands of Americans that have died of fentanyl poisoning. There are thousands of Americans who have been killed in traffic accidents or shootings, things that have been carried out by those illegally in this country. There are thousands of women and girls who have been sex trafficked by the cartels.
Yeah.
There are 85,000
But Chuck Schumer can't find enough evidence for an impeachment.
Children that HHS and the Office of Refugee Resettlement took into custody, and we do not know where they are. And Mayorkas cannot tell you where they are or who has them. They have lost 85,000 children. Some of these children.
When did we become so monstrous as a country? When did we become so monstrous? I mean, it was bad enough, you know, before when we just had our political differences. But we really have become monstrous. This federal government is monstrous. It is out of control. It allows children to be mutilated sexually for a transgendered, nonsensical fantasy. It has allowed a southern border. It has allowed the disintegration of our military. It is allowing Israel to be overthrown during its time of greatest need. I can go on and on. I can go on and on. And yet we're wondering and we're debating whether Alejandro Mayorkas should be impeached for something that should obviously have removed him from office a long time ago. Absolutely. This is Eric Schmidt. He is a senator now. He used to be the AG in the state of Missouri. I'm a big fan.
Now, politically speaking, Secretary Mayorkas has been a disaster. If you could have a Mount Rushmore of worst cabinet members in the history of the United States of America, he would be on that Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
Legally speaking, he's undermined the laws of the United States. But before we get there, we actually have to have a trial. In no instance in the history of this great republic, in 240 plus years, has this body, this the world's greatest deliberative body ever in the history of our country, dismissed or tabled articles of impeachment for someone who's still serving in office or alive.
Yeah, and the reason being is Chuck Schumer doesn't want you to know all of the people who are behind this. Chuck Schumer doesn't want you to know all of the dirty details while you are being lied to, while you are being told, oh, yeah, the reason why there's people are coming here is because of climate change. And they made Kamala Harris the border czar. And they knew at the very beginning that that was nonsense. They put her there because she was relatively bulletproof. I'm saying that figuratively. She's black woman. All right. That's why she's the vice president. And so they made her that. So they wouldn't, nobody could question her, otherwise they'd be called racist. And she went down to the Northern Triangle, and she glad-handed with communists and dictators down there. And the plan had already been in place. The border was already open. The border was going to be open ad infinitum for good. But they lied to you and me about the federal government giving billions of dollars to NGOs and others in communist nations to bring as many people as possible over our southern border. Empty your prisons, empty your mental institutions, do whatever you can, bring them in. And the federal government knew everything about it. And the only reason why Chuck Schumer, who is a backstabber, who is not a friend of the United States of America, all right, and particularly the Jewish population, is not allowing a trial, because he knows that we will find out everything. And all of the people in our federal government who are actively working to bring down America as founded. All right? Just wanted you to know. I was thinking about this morning, and I was thinking about, you know, if an illegal force, an army, tried to invade the 13 colonies, the King of England at the time would have sent the military to stop it. Yet our federal government won't do anything, even though you're screaming out, shut the border. It is a little ridiculous, isn't it? It is absolutely ridiculous. The number is 800-922-6680. I wanted to open that because it's very important. Because right now, the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas has been sent to the Senate. And Chuck Schumer is debating whether to table it or not. And most probably, unfortunately, he will. Coming up, the stupidity of The View. And you won't even believe, how dumb an American senator can be with regard to science. Makes Sonny Hostin look like a Nobel Prize recipient. That's coming up. This is The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson for Ladder Life. One of my rules for to-dos is the simpler the task or project, the longer it takes to do it. I can tile a bathroom floor sooner than I'll replace a door hinge. I don't know why, but that's just how I roll. With regard to setting up term life insurance, it's easy with Ladder. It's 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork when you apply for $3 million of coverage or less. Just answer a few questions about your health on your application. Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5. 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they just made the Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Just get on your laptop or phone and apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, and you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel at any time. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Hey, life insurance doesn't get cheaper with age, so cross it off your to-do list. Go to ladderlife.com/newsmax today to see if you're instantly approved. Ladderlife.com/newsmax. Write it down. That's ladderlife.com/newsmax.
And the shot heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The Minutemen were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, man, there's not an hour to lose.
I had mentioned that, we all were raised that the British crown was the worst thing in the world, and we got our independence from the British crown, but I do believe King George III would have said of an invading army in the colonies that we need to take them down. Our federal government won't do it. Our federal government does not care what you think about the threat of our southern border and the concerns of the American people. I've been saying for a long time, this federal government makes the abuses and usurpations of the British crown against the colonists pale by comparison. I think somebody agrees with me, and she's a brilliant writer, by the way. Deborah Bella from Delaware, how are you today?
Just great, and I've been thinking about Biden's selective unleashing of apex predators. You know, first, Rob, he unloosed his canine cuties, Major and Commander, and allowed them to attack the Secret Service. What, 24 bites? No biggie, right? Now he's planning to restock grizzly bears and gray wolves in areas of our West where ranchers and farmers try to eke out a living. That ought to go over very well. Yeah. But most of all, he's had rabid packs of Antifa and BLM and pro-Hamas lunatics, and now the great inundation of the worst rabid characters from around the world through our southern borders, all prepared to attack us. And, of course, you have Pelosi, who's kind of the zookeeper of the Washington, D.C. Zoo, where she puts January 6th grandmothers in cages and unleashes the predators against us. But here's the one apex predator that the left doesn't want to deal with, and it's represented by Donald Trump. It's any white man, mostly heterosexual, mostly Christian, mostly conservative, who are actually committed to their biological destiny, which was what? To protect and preserve women and children and their civilization. He's after them big time. He's trying to remove their testosterone, their spinal cords, their whatever it is that makes them men in this giant war, not only on Christianity and Judaism and Israel, but on men, white men, because they are the big threat to this totalitarian crew.
Well, Bella, I might also mention, I might also mention they've already done that to men of color. The federal government has already done that to men of color in inner cities, and they're fighting back, by the way. So I wouldn't necessarily, it is about the demasculization of the culture. That's why they say masculinity is toxic, and it's not. Go ahead.
Right. It was just primarily for those groups. I mean, obviously you've got people like Rick Grenell, who are wonderful, and it doesn't matter that he's gay. Nobody cares because he's a patriotic American who's competent and caring. But, you know, it's amazing. You look at Damascus in the Middle East, and it looks a lot like Dearborn in the Midwest.
Yes.
And you see what is happening as increasingly we are, what, we're giving up on critical thinking, and we're making absolute absurdity the enemy of moral relativism. We are saying don't make judgments unless it's about how terrible America is. But anything we do, no matter how perverse, oh, it's all fine, don't judge. So as a result of non-judging, we are permitting China, as you said, to kill. It's now been hundreds of thousands of Americans. And as Peter Schweitzer pointed out in his book, Blood Money, not only are they producing the fentanyl, but they're actually producing pill machines so that it can be made to look like something other than fentanyl. People are not dying of fentanyl overdoses. They're dying of fentanyl poisoning. And this is all at the behest of their Chinese masters. So if we're wondering, are there any cells, you know, of Islamists in this country? Sure there are. There have been cells here since the days before 9/11, when Qutb, who was a Muslim Brotherhood guy, first visited the Midwest. He said, no, we've got to come here and we've got to use the Constitution, use their rights and liberties to destroy them. And this is
now, Deplorabella, I've got to run. I've got to drop at that because we have a hard break.
Sure.
Yeah, we've got to return from nonsense to common sense. And I'm not debating anymore. All I have in me is the fight. I am ready for a fight. They picked a fight. I'm ready to fight. Not a physical fight, but a fight nonetheless. This is the Rob Carson Show.
The Rob Carson Show podcast is everywhere. Go to Newsmax.com/listen for details.
The number is 800-922-6680. Yeah, I'm just kind of done. I'm really done with debating the left. They've been demeaning and insulting us for about going on 9 years, and then the last 3.5 years have been a living hell for most Americans, and so I'm just kind of done with it. Just kind of done with it. Hey, if you want to vote for who you'd like to see as Donald Trump's running mate, you can vote with Newsmax. It only takes a few seconds, okay? All you got to do is just text the word event to 39747. That's event to 39747. They will send a link to the poll, and then you can do it. Remember, Donald Trump needs your opinion, so let your voices be heard. Text the word event to 39747, and we will send you the results too. Joe Biden also is using your tax money to buy votes. It's not a big surprise, right? We know that an executive order is allowing, literally allowing, Joe Biden to use every branch of government to register people to vote, especially in higher education. I shared that details on that. Every agency of the government is now being deployed to vote, and they, of course, will push Democrat voting registration 1,000% because they can't win in a fair fight. The Democrat Party cannot win in a fair fight. If you don't believe me, Democrats, let me ask you, who was your choice in 2016? Was it Hillary Clinton or was it somebody else? Because you only had that choice. What about in 2020? Did you have a choice other than Joe Biden? No, you didn't. Do you have a choice this election? No, you don't. You did not have a choice, even though 38% of Americans believe Joe Biden will not live another 4 years. Despite 70% of people saying Joe Biden is not mentally or physically fit to be the president, he's your candidate. All right? So you think this is just about Donald Trump, evil old Donald Trump, and Donald Trump, he needs to go to jail forever, 91 counts, all that? You're getting the same treatment. You're getting the same treatment. But here's Joe Biden. He's going to go ahead and wipe away a bunch of student debt, even though these were adults who signed contracts to buy a worthless degree in many cases. This does not hold higher education accountable for the incredible amount of ignorance and stupidity that they are allowed to cross the stage and grab a diploma every year. I'll explain in a second with the ViewCast and a senator, by the way. Anyway, here is Joe Biden talking about his latest round of loan forgiveness for college students.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us, and the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce student debt payments.
Yeah, woohoo! Yeah, we and a lot of people who work their asses off in farm fields and coal mines and on fishing boats and on rooftops, putting in roofing and drywalling, they're paying for somebody's worthless degree. Yeah, and even the Supreme Court couldn't stop our worthless federal government.
Oh, when you're college schooled, the Supreme Court ruled, the debt is yours to own.
That's yours.
The ruling Joe's defying, once again he's trying to cover all the student loans. They rule 6-3, Joe lacked authority, he cannot act alone.
He's buying votes.
Biden should be nailed and maybe even jailed if he covers all the student loans. Student loan, the government allowed you to delay it. The Supreme Court says you must repay it. Hope they slap down Joe again for his cover of the student loans. Joe and the left are into massive theft. The cover has been blown.
Jim Gossett.
Doesn't make much sense to transfer this expense with the cover of a student loan. Student loan is just another form of vote buying. The Supreme Court has the liberals crying. Had to know they'd try again to cover up the student loans.
There you go. That is Jim Gossett. And by the way, he's going to be in the Atlanta area on stage at Bill's Room in the Coastal Grill, if you're familiar with that area, on the 20th of this month. Yeah, he does a hell of a live show, by the way. He does a lot of impressions and a lot of songs and everything. 678-829-SHOW is the number if you'd like to get tickets. 678-829-SHOW. One of these days, I'm going to show up for one of those shows. And he's going to go, what the what the what? Yeah. So yesterday we had the big eclipse and everything, and I was mentioning that there are a lot of people who have worthless degrees out there, and like Sonny Hostin of The View claims to have a law degree. I don't know how you can graduate from college and be so profoundly ignorant. But yesterday The View tried to explain the science behind an eclipse, and they ended up looking like elitist buffoons, which they are. And it started off with Sonny Hostin not knowing how to pronounce the word cicada, even though people have been saying the word cicada for like 30 years. Cicada, cicada, cicada. So I want you to listen to this exchange. This is what college money's going for.
With the earthquake on Friday and then the eclipse today, people are having all sorts of conspiracies about the end of the world. And then I read online that the earthquake epicenter was actually at Bedminster in New Jersey.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. And it was like a 4.8. And it happened on 4-8. Oh, my God.
Jersey.
Right.
Fun fact. So it originated with Trump.
I have to say, yeah. Karen Dupeach, our wonderful,
oh, my
one of our
gosh.
Wonderful makeup artists, when the earthquake was happening.
Our wonderful makeup artist. Oh, my God. She is so fantastic. What she does with your eyes is incredible.
She put her coat on, and she was like, Jesus is coming.
I'm out.
I'm leaving. We've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake. She ran down the hallway.
The rapture is here.
The rapture's here. And then also I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Oh, the cicadas. Stop it. Those cicadas are so terrible.
Cicadas.
Cicadas.
Although I love
for the first time in like 100 years. This is what I read. Two different times.
Okay, I'm getting real close to stabbing out my ears with knitting needles. Real close.
Different kinds of cicadas.
Yes, different times are coming.
The good cicadas and the bad cicadas.
No. Oh, dear God.
In many, many years.
No, every 17 years this happens.
Well, that's not what I read, but maybe, you know better.
Oh, no.
In a way.
Here comes the pièce de resistance, where they make it all about climate change.
All those things together would maybe lead one to believe that, you know, either climate change exists.
That's more
something. Oh, you're a climate change because of the sun's distance to the earth and the moon and the earthquake and, dear God.
Thing is,
Earth is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground. No, it happens.
And the eclipse.
I am sorry for wasting about a minute and 15 seconds of your life there. But I had to do it. I had to do it. There are people this stupid who have college degrees, who have TV shows. And there are people who are that stupid who drink this pablum like it's, you know, and don't understand. Honestly, they shouldn't be able to vote. Honestly, they shouldn't be able to vote. They're so stupid. And then there's Sheila Jackson Lee. Sheila Jackson Lee's in Congress. And she's my God. Here she is talking about why we'll never be able to colonize the moon. Okay? Because it's a ball of hot gas. I'm serious. Listen to Sheila Jackson Lee.
And sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question...
Would have been a real hard time trying to land on that moon in 1969 if it were made of gas.
The question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat.
Wow, that is genius. The sun is a mighty powerful heat. That's going to be carved in granite someday on her monument to her brilliance. The sun, yeah.
Almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is...
Oh, no, it is impossible to go near the sun. It's completely impossible to go near the sun. Go ahead.
Near the sun. The moon is more manageable. And you will see in a moment, or not a moment, you'll see in a couple of years that NASA is going back to the moon.
Okay, what she just said there, I don't even have any... There's not a series of words that could express the level of stupidity. I don't even know what to say. Derp. There you go. And then that's what you... Derp. That's all you can say about it. Derp. It's not even worth entertaining how stupid she is. Derp. Wow. She's... My God in heaven, she's in Congress. Even scarier, people voted to put her there. Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. This is why Democrats need so many dead people to vote for them. Because they don't have any common sense or anything. They're just a number with a name. That's because the only people who would vote for a Democrat that stupid has to be dead. Either dead brain or just dead. Because honestly, I don't even know what to say. Don't even know what to say how stupid these people are. Wow. And then there's this headline. Listen to this. My eyes are now boiling. Dozens of social media users claim they've looked at the eclipse, and some with and without glasses. And now the Google searches for eye pain spike. That's how dumb we've gotten. I remember when I was a kid, I was raised on a farm, and they always say that turkeys are so stupid that they'd go out in the rain and look up at the sky and drown themselves because of the water going into their nose. I think that's a fallacy because there'd be a lot of dead turkeys out there. But Democrats, I'm not so sure. So my eyes are boiling, my neck suspiciously sore. It's because you tilted your head back and looked at the sun for an hour. Is the reason why your neck is sore. Yeah. Google searches for eyes are sore trended steeply upward while the NASA officials have consistently implored the public only to view an eclipse with the proper precautions, like eclipse glasses or via shadows that fall on the little solar viewer with the poke of the hole in the paper and all that. Roughly 100 individuals in the U.S. and Canada reported to eye care professionals after the solar eclipse. This is how stupid we are. And then the rest of them went to chiropractors. But the problem is here, the human retina in the back of the eye doesn't have pin nerves, so you wouldn't actually feel discomfort had you been blinded by the sun. Okay? So the reason why the eyes are sore is probably for just prolonged keeping your eyes in one specific location in your neck. So you've got sore eyes and sore neck because you went out there and you looked up at the sun and you're an idiot. Yeah, yeah. So there are symptoms, a sign of solar retinopathy damage, include headaches, blurred vision, a blind spot in one or both eyes, unusual colors or discoloration to your vision, eye sensitivity or visual distortions. Those distortions can be particularly unusual, making objects appear smaller than they actually are, just like in the rearview mirror of the Jeep in Jurassic Park, or creating funhouse twists or warps in your central vision. I hear there are some mushrooms will do that to you. Fortunately, even these frightening symptoms can improve over time. This is how you get people like Claudine Gay as the president of Harvard and Ketanji Brown Jackson in the Supreme Court. You're saying that because they're black. No, I'm saying it because they're stupid. This is how you get AOC in Congress. Yeah. This is how you get AOC in Congress. Just thought you should know. It really is. It's just terrifying when you think about it. All right, let's move on to other stuff. Netanyahu vows to carry out the Rafah invasion. I say, hear, 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 hear. Yeah, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu escalated his pledge to carry out the offensive in Rafah. It'll happen, and there is a date without elaborating. He's escalated his pledge to invade the city, which is filled with about 1.4 million Palestinians, most of whom are displaced from other parts of the Gaza Strip. It's going to happen, he says. The United States, Israel's closest ally, at least once it was, now half the government isn't, has set a ground operation into Rafah would be a mistake and has demanded to see credible plan to protect civilians. It's none of your business. And Israel is doing this in response to a barbaric attack on October the 7th. And they're always careful about who they strike. But unfortunately, Hamas is evil, and they put their weapons batteries in hospitals and near schools. Yeah, they do. And they use humans, little children, as human shields, and they brainwash them, you see. Netanyahu spoke to Israeli negotiators are in Cairo discussing international efforts to broker a ceasefire deal. No, not until you wipe out Hamas. Israel withdrew its troops Sunday from Khan Yunis, by the way. Defense officials say they're regrouping ahead of a push into Rafah. So it's not stopping, and I think it's great. Because Hamas needs to be destroyed. Palestinians who visited Khan Yunis on Monday said the city is now unlivable, offering them little immediate chance to return. Many have been sheltering in Rafah. There you go. So Khan Yunis is done. The work there is done, apparently. And now they can go after the last stronghold from Hamas. Now, I want to share with you an interview that Piers Morgan did with an American journalist. The first Holocaust in Israel took, or in Germany, of the Jews, took place 80 years ago, right? And it took decades for Holocaust deniers to come out. There was a second Holocaust on October the 7th, and there are millions of people who are already denying it, even though it was put on social media, the video, thousands of hours of video have been posted, witnesses by the thousands are there, including this American journalist. I'm going to share it on the other side of the break. Here's the number, 800-922-6680. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. You know, everybody knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's where the Wellness Company comes in. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and their new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID, even a bioweapon like a plague, the Wellness Company medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, antiparasitics on hand to make sure you and your family are safe from whatever the globalists throw at us next. Go to www.twc.health/Carson. Again, twc.health/Carson today and order. That's twc.health/Carson and use the promo code Carson to save 10%.
Go. So in Dearbornistan, that's what Sean Casey and Bruce Elliott called it on WCBM, Dearbornistan. They had anti-American protesters screaming death to America. And, you know, to me, that's deserving of a beatdown. You've got our federal government. Joe Biden literally is pandering to a group of radical Islamists who want America and the United States wiped from the face of the planet. These same things have happened in Great Britain. There are neighborhoods of cities that have become essentially Sharia headquarters. That's what Dearborn is. It isn't about peaceful Islamism, just living with everybody. It's about we are girding for a fight against America. Unacceptable. And what's really sickening is that the President of the United States and the Democrat Party, they're down with it. They want those votes. I don't. Honestly. They're trying to set us up for another summer of 2020. They're using the death of foreign aid workers in Israel as the trigger. They tried it with the hospital bombing that didn't exist. They're doing it now. Listen to this. Abby Martin is an American journalist. She was interviewed Piers Morgan and Emily Schrader, who's another journalist. Here is what this woman, Abby Martin, said about October the 7th. Listen to this. An American journalist, literally 6 months after a slaughter of Israeli civilians, women, children, babies. Listen.
Were Hamas wrong to do what they did on October the 7th, given how many civilians were brutally murdered?
Are you doing the same thing to Emily? And if
I'm
not,
just asking,
why?
Do you think it was wrong?
Why are you not sitting her?
Unless I'm mistaken, you just said to me that the killing of innocent wrong to kill civilians. Were Hamas wrong to do what they did on October the 7th, given how many civilians?
The question is easy to answer. Yes, that was absolutely unacceptable in a civil society.
Were brutally murdered.
Are you doing the same thing to Emily? And if
I'm
not,
just asking,
why?
Do you think it was wrong?
Why are you not sitting her?
Unless I'm mistaken, you just said to me that the killing of innocent civilians is wrong, given that Hamas showed us on tape them killing civilians, innocent civilians, on October the 7th. Do you accept that was wrong? Yes or no?
You saw the tape?
Yes, yeah, they showed us.
You saw the tape of them killing innocent civilians? Wow.
Yes, they literally broadcast it to the world. Yes, we all did.
And so do Israeli soldiers.
Fine,
in a
why can't you
fashion.
Forget it's Israel like for watching a moment? Abby, what would you say Hamas have done wrong?
Again, I'm not going to sit up here. I don't even know really what happened.
You can't find
how
anything
hard is it to condemn rape?
You can't find anything to say that
all
did it was wrong?
All of the lies that have been perpetrated. I'm not going to sit here and condemn Hamas.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Wow. That's the product of American university education right there. I never thought we'd be in this place. I really, really didn't. But I'm very concerned about Israel, and I know that the lion's share of the American people aren't going to fall for this nonsense, making it look like Israel is attacking an innocent group of people. We're not going to fall for it. Nice try. Let's take a break and come back. This, my friends, is the Rob Carson Show. All right, second hour of the show. 15 federal agencies were involved in covering up the origins of COVID, and they censored anyone who wanted to tell the truth. Yeah, the jury questionnaire for Trump's obscene Stormy Daniels trial, and black athletes are telling the NAACP to stuff it when it comes to boycotting Florida universities.